Everybody got a Bible?
Má každý Bibliu?
All you need is the New Testament today.
Všetko, čo dnes potrebujete, je Nový zákon.
Today we start our study of Romans.
Až dnes začíname naše štúdium knihy Rímanom, listu Rímanom.
I'm excited as I'm prepared this week.
Som bol nadšený, ako som sa pripravoval počas týždňa.
I've been reminded again how important the book of Romans is.
A znova mi to pripomenulo, aká dôležitá je táto kniha.
And I'm surprised we've gone as long as we have in Nový začiatok without having a series on Romans.
A až ma to prekvapilo, ako ďaleko, ako veľkú vzdialenosť sme prešli ako Nový začiatok bez toho, aby sme si urobili sériu na túto knihu.
Because it's so foundational for Christianity.
A pretože táto kniha je úplným základom pre kresťanstvo.
So today we're going to just look at the historical background and context of the book of Romans.
Takže dnes sa pozrieme len na historický kontext a nejaké pozadie tejto knihy.
So it's all very interesting.
Je to všetko veľmi zaujímavé.
So we'll start with the author. There he is.
Začneme s autorom, takže tu je.
The Apostle Paul.
Apoštol Pavol.
And Apostle Paul was the author of the book of Romans.
Apoštol Pavol bol autorom knihy Rímanom.
And the recipients of the book.
A adresátmi tejto knihy.
Are Jewish and Gentile Christians in the city of Rome.
A boli židovskí a pohanskí kresťania v meste Rím.
And Paul is writing the book while he's in the city of Corinth.
A on túto knihu píše počas toho času, keď je v Korinte.
And this is on his third missionary journey that he made around all this area.
A toto je jeho tretia misijná cesta, ktorú okolo tejto oblasti robil.
The third missionary journey happened to be all the way to Corinth and then back to Jerusalem.
A tá tretia misijná cesta išla až do Korinta a naspäť do Jeruzalema.
But the reputation of this book of the Bible is quite significant.
A tá reputácia tejto knihy je veľmi taká dôležitá.
Some people have called it the cathedral of the Christian faith.
Niektorí ľudia ju nazývajú katedrálou kresťanskej viery.
Because it's such a it houses the foundational theology of Christianity.
A pretože v tej knihe je obsiahnutá taký základ teológie kresťanskej.
Some people have also referred to it as Paul's magnus opus.
A niektorí ľudia ju na ňu referujú ako Pavlov magnus opus.
Which just means it was his biggest production. Finest writing.
Čo znamená, že to bolo jeho najväčšie dielo, jeho najdôležitejšie písanie.
I saw somebody else that called it the Christian Constitution.
A niektorí iní ľudia to nazývajú kresťanskou ústavou.
Because it's just it holds the basics of the theology of the Christian.
A pretože v tej knihe sú základy kresťanskej teológie.
When I was thinking about it in terms of what it says about grace and versus the law.
A keď ja som rozmýšľal o tejto knihe, čo hovorí o milosti versus zákone.
I feel like it's like the American Emancipation Proclamation.
Ja som mal pocit, že je to niečo ako americká deklarácia práv. Alebo
it was the document that Abraham Lincoln created.
Je to dokument, ktorý vytvoril Abraham Lincoln
to free the slaves in America.
Aby oslobodil otrokov v Amerike.
And it was a document that says from now on you can no longer be owned by another person.
A je to dokument, ktorý hovorí, že od tejto chvíle už nemôžete byť vlastnený iným človekom.
You're free.
Ste slobodní.
You're absolutely free to go.
Ste úplne slobodní, môžete ísť.
And in many ways that's what Romans teaches us as well.
A mnohými spôsobmi je to podobné ako aj kniha Rímanom, čo nás učí.
You're free as a believer in Christ.
A že ste slobodní ako veriaci v Krista.
By the grace that comes through Jesus Christ, you're free.
Na milosťou, ktorá prichádza cez Ježiša Krista, ste slobodní.
And we'll talk about much more what that means for us in the days to come.
A v ďalších dňoch budeme viac ešte hovoriť, čo to pre nás znamená.
Emily is studying the book of Romans in her small group.
A Emily študuje knihu Rímanom v jej skupinke.
And when she told me she was studying Romans, I thought, okay.
A keď mi povedala, že študujú knihu Rímanom, tak som si pomyslel, že fúha, že tak to je fakt dôležité.
And not so easy.
A nie jednoduché.
But as I was helping her to prepare some, like some history part.
A niektoré, hlavne historické časti som jej pomáhal si pripravovať.
And I realized that a significant part of understanding Romans is looking back at history.
A uvedomil som si, že dôležitá časť, aby sme pochopili knihu Rímanom, je pochopenie histórie, ktorá je za ňou. A takže ja sa tu pokúsim nakresliť niečo.
I know that you probably already know these things.
Ja viem, že vy už pravdepodobne tie veci ovládate.
And if you do, it will just be a review then.
A ak ich ovládate, tak to bude iba také zhrnutie.
Okay, so what we realize in looking at the book of Romans is that there has already been some 2,000 years of Jewish history behind.
Čo si uvedomujeme, keď sa pozeráme na knihu Rímanom, je, že za ňou, alebo predtým, už bolo 2000 rokov židovskej histórie.
From Abraham.
Od Abraháma.
Up to the, we would just say, maybe the time of Christ.
Až po časy Krista.
Approximately.
Približne.
Give or take 500 years or something like that.
Zobera, alebo, teda, plus minus 500 rokov.
Okay. There was no church here. No church.
Takže v tomto období neexistovala cirkev.
Didn't exist.
Neexistovala.
Nobody ever thought about it.
A nikto nad tým ani nepremýšľal.
Because it was only the Jewish nation.
A pretože tam bol iba židovský národ.
Only Jewish people.
Iba Židia.
And it was all confined to one nation of people.
A všetko to bolo obsiahnuté v jednom národe.
Then Jesus came.
Potom prišiel Ježiš.
And he lived a perfect life.
A žil dokonalý život.
And then he died on the cross to make sacrifice for our sins.
Potom zomrel na kríži, aby sa obetoval za naše hriechy.
And then Jesus went back to heaven.
A potom sa Ježiš vrátil do neba.
And then after Jesus left, there was a period of time where was started, or we call it Pentecost.
A potom, čo Ježiš odišiel do neba, tak bolo tam nejaké obdobie, ktoré my nazývame letnice.
And Pentecost was where the Holy Spirit came down on people and they received the Holy Spirit.
A tie letnice, a vtedy prišiel Duch Svätý na ľudí a oni prijali Ducha Svätého.
And this was the beginning of what we call the church.
A toto bol začiatok toho, čo my nazývame cirkev.
And what was amazing about this time was that suddenly you had Jews and Gentiles.
A čo bolo zaujímavé na týchto časoch, je, že zrazu sme mali Židov a pohanov.
Who received some kind of experience with God.
A ktorí prijali nejakú skúsenosť s Bohom.
And so for the first time in history a significant number of Gentiles had an experience with God.
Takže toto bolo prvýkrát v histórii, kedy naozaj významné množstvo pohanov malo skúsenosť nejakú s Bohom.
Now we know that other Gentiles in history had had experiences with God.
A my vieme, že aj iní pohania v histórii mali skúsenosti s Bohom.
But this was something really significant.
Ale toto bolo niečo naozaj významné.
And so, for the first time, you have this mixture of Jewish people and Gentiles.
Takže po prvýkrát ste tu mali ten mix židovských ľudí a pohanov.
And it was really strange because Jews traditionally were not supposed to have anything to do with Gentiles.
A bolo to veľmi zvláštne, pretože Židia nemali mať nesmeli mať nič spoločné s pohanmi.
But then suddenly you have all these Gentiles who have had an experience with God.
Ale zrazu ste tu mali to množstvo pohanov, ktorí mali skúsenosť s Bohom.
And then you remember that Peter got the revelation from God and said, Gentiles are clean. We should accept the Gentiles. Jews should.
A potom si spomínate, že Peter mal potom to videnie z neba a zistil, že pohania sú čistí a môžu byť tiež prijatí medzi Židov.
So in a sense, you could say that this was really a time of confusion.
Takže v nejakom zmysle to bolo také obdobie takého trošku zmetku.
Because of the entry of the Gentiles into the mix of everything.
A kvôli tomu vstupu tých pohanov do toho celého mixu.
Of course we know from this time that the church continues.
A samozrejme vieme, že od tohto času cirkev pokračuje.
And we've had now 2000 years of church history.
A teraz v našom období už máme 2000 rokov cirkevnej histórie.
And the apostle Paul is explaining, a part of what he is explaining in the book of Romans is that both Jew and Gentile are supposed to be in the church.
A časťou toho, čo Pavol vysvetľuje v tejto knihe Rímanom, je, že aj Židia, aj pohania majú byť súčasťou cirkvi.
That they can be together by faith in the same group.
A že oni vierou môžu byť spolu v jednej skupine.
And this was God's new plan.
A toto bol Boží nový plán.
The church.
Cirkev.
Now, there were plenty, or the majority of the nation of Israel, all this, they did not agree with this.
A väčšina izraelského národa s týmto nesúhlasila.
And so they decided that they would not go into the church.
Takže oni sa rozhodli, že oni nevstúpia do cirkvi.
As a nation.
Ako národ.
They rejected Jesus.
Že oni odmietli Ježiša.
And so they basically by rejecting Jesus they reject the church.
A tým, že odmietli Ježiša, tak v podstate odmietli cirkev.
And so now the Jews are on a different program.
Takže teraz Židia sú ako keby na inom programe.
Some people say that the Jews are finished.
A niektorí ľudia hovoria, že Židia skončili tým pádom.
In fact, from the city of Rome came a philosophy that says basically that the Jews are finished.
A dokonca priamo z Ríma prišla tá filozofia, ktorá hovorí, že Židia týmto skončili.
There's no future.
Že už nie je budúcnosť.
There's no plan.
Nie je plán.
There's no salvation.
Ani spása.
The covenant is finished.
A že zmluva je ukončená.
They're done.
A že skončili.
It's a pretty widely held view even today.
A je to celkom rozšírený pohľad dokonca aj dnes.
Just until recently people would say that's the view of the Catholic Church.
A dokonca iba donedávna to bol aj pohľad katolíckej cirkvi.
That the Jews are out.
A že Židia sú mimo.
And through the centuries that has affected the world's view of the Jews.
A počas tých storočí toto ovplyvnilo pohľad sveta na Židov.
You are the killers and rejecters of Jesus.
A že vy ste vrahovia a tí, čo odmietate Ježiša.
You're finished. You're out.
Takže ste skončili, ste mimo.
The church is the new program.
A pretože cirkev je ten nový program.
And so how should we see you?
Takže ako sa na vás máme pozerať?
Well, you're killers. You killed our hero.
A vy ste vrahovia, zabili ste nášho hrdinu.
So you can imagine what kind of attitude this creates toward Jewish people.
A takže si viete predstaviť, aké nálady to vytváralo voči Židom.
Even from within the church for centuries.
A dokonca aj priamo z cirkvi po stáročia.
However, there's another theological view that says no, the Jews are not finished.
Ale je ešte iný teologický pohľad, ktorý hovorí, že nie, Židia neskončili.
Just because they rejected Jesus, and they're not in the church, God still has a plan for the Jews.
Že len preto, že odmietli Ježiša a nestúpili do cirkvi, tak napriek tomu teda Boh má stále pre nich plán.
And that Jews are still the love, the first love of God.
Že Židia sú stále tou prvou láskou Božou.
So, however, I want to focus back on this time period right here.
Takže ja sa znova chcem sústrediť na to obdobie letníc.
Because this is the time period in which the book of Romans was written.
A pretože toto je obdobie, v ktorom táto kniha Rímanom bola písaná.
And again, I would say it was be a time of confusion.
A tiež povedal by som, že bolo to také obdobie zmetku.
Because Jews are being invited to believe in the Messiah.
A pretože Židia sú pozývaní k tomu, aby verili v Mesiáša.
And there are plenty of Jews who are saying that's crazy. He's not the Messiah. We're going to continue to believe what we always believed.
Boli množstva Židov, ktoré hovorili, že nie, že my nebudeme veriť v Ježiša ako Mesiáša a budeme pokračovať veriť v tom, čo sme verili doteraz.
But there were plenty of Jews who said, we believe he's the Messiah.
Ale tiež boli množstva Židov, ktorí povedali, že my veríme a Ježiš je Mesiáš.
And suddenly they were standing side by side.
A zrazu stali vedľa seba
with
po boku,
Gentiles,
pohami,
who also believed in Jesus.
Ktorí tiež verili v Ježiša.
So suddenly you had this brand new group of people.
Takže zrazu sme tu mali úplne novú skupinu ľudí.
There are Jews who believed in Jesus.
A boli Židia, ktorí verili v Ježiša.
And there were Gentiles
a boli
who
pohami,
believed in Jesus.
A ktorí verili v Ježiša.
No more Jews from the past.
Takže už to neboli Židia z minulosti.
They were both new people in Christ.
Oni boli, obe tieto skupiny boli novými a ľuďmi v Kristu.
And the apostles were saying, yes, we can create something new.
A apoštoli hovorili, že áno, my môžeme vytvoriť niečo nové.
And so that's the context that the book of Romans was written into.
A takže toto je ten kontext, do ktorého bola táto kniha napísaná.
Because from the time of Pentecost,
a pretože od letníc,
where it says that there were 3,000 people there.
A kde je napísané, že tam bolo 3,000 ľudí,
who accepted Christ and received the Holy Spirit.
A ktorí prijali Ježiša a prijali Ducha Svätého.
They were just visiting in Jerusalem at the time.
A oni v tom čase len navštívili ten Jeruzalém, boli tam na návšteve.
We don't know what percentage of the 3,000 would be visiting.
My nevieme, že koľko z tých 3,000 boli návštevníci.
But it's very possible that some of them came from Rome.
Ale je celkom možné, že niektorí prišli z Ríma.
They came to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover as Jews.
A oni prišli do Jeruzalema, aby oslavili Veľkú noc ako Židia.
And they left as Christians.
A oni odišli odtiaľ ako kresťania.
And could have very well gone back to Rome to start a church there.
A celkom dobre sa mohlo stať, že sa vrátili naspäť do Ríma a založili tú cirkev v Ríme.
So you can, if you can just imagine that.
Takže ak si to viete predstaviť.
That there were Jews already in Rome.
Že pravdepodobne v Ríme už boli vtedy Židia.
And they could have, they would have had a synagogue there, maybe.
Oni tam pravdepodobne mali synagógu.
So then this group of people goes back and they go back to the synagogue. That's where they came from.
Takže potom táto skupina ľudí sa vrátila naspäť do Ríma a asi išli do synagógy, ako to robili bežne.
And we don't know what happened in reality.
A my nevieme, ako sa to stalo presne v skutočnosti.
But they could have introduced the gospel back into the synagogue to the Jews there.
Ale oni tam mohli priniesť a predstaviť evanjelium v tých synagógach.
But for sure we know that some of them rejected the gospel, some of them accepted the gospel.
Ale môžeme si byť istí, že niektorí z nich prijali evanjelium a niektorí ho odmietli.
And so you would suddenly in Rome have traditional Jews who didn't believe in Jesus as the Messiah and new groups of people who were Christians who did believe in Christ.
Takže zrazu už v Jeruzaleme boli dve skupiny Židov, jedna, ktorá verila v Ježiša ako v Mesiáša, druhá, ktorá v neho neverila ako Mesiáša.
Plus, could have very well been that there were also Gentiles that experienced Pentecost.
A celkom je možné, že aj pohania zažili tie letnice.
And they may have been from Rome as well.
Oni tiež mohli byť z Ríma.
And so they could have been together when they got home in Rome in this new group of people who were believers in Christ.
Takže oni keď sa vrátili naspäť do Ríma, tak mohli byť v jednej skupine tých veriacich, ktorí veria v Krista.
But anyway, you see how complicated it is, yeah?
A že vidíte, aké zložité to mohlo byť alebo bolo.
But so they find themselves back in the city of Rome.
Takže odrazu sú naspäť v Ríme.
And Rome at this time was the largest city in the world.
A Rím v tom čase bolo najväčšie mesto na svete.
From the year 100 BC, which was
takže od roku 100 pred Kristom,
130 something years before this,
a čo mohlo byť asi 130 rokov pred týmito udalosťami,
Rome was the largest city in the world.
A Rím bol najväčším mestom sveta.
And for 400 more years,
a ešte ďalších 400 rokov to tak bolo,
it was the center of the world, basically.
Rím bol centrom sveta.
It said that there was from somewhere around 1 million people.
Hovorí sa, že v tom čase žilo okolo milióna ľudí v meste.
And of course, let me just review these slides just for your memory. Here's Rome.
A takže tu mám sú slidy fotky, aby ste videli, kde je Rím umiestnený. Na kolene čižmy.
And then here's the wider map. You can see where Corinth is and then Rome up in the top.
A tu je väčšia mapa, kde môžete vidieť, že kde je Korint a hore naľavo je Rím.
And so Paul had come from over here. Here's Jerusalem.
A takže Pavol išiel odtiaľto z Jeruzalema.
So Paul had come here all the way around up and then to Rome. Or he was at Corinth at the moment.
Takže on z toho Jeruzalema išiel do Korintu.
But people had traveled a long way, maybe not walking, maybe by ship, we don't know.
Ale tí ľudia cestovali možno nie pešo, možno loďou.
Rome was quite a place.
A Rím bol celkom dôležité miesto.
So you know some of these famous images of Rome, the Colosseum.
Takže asi poznáte niektoré tieto slávne obrázky Ríma ako Koloseum.
They said that 85,000 people could go into the Colosseum.
A hovorí sa, že teda hovoria, že do Kolosea sa zmestilo 85,000 ľudí.
Romans were famous for their theaters.
A Rímania boli známi pre svoje divadlá.
And many other things about Roman history that probably you already know.
A veľa ďalších vecí o rímskej histórii, ktoré už pravdepodobne poznáte.
But I want to suggest to focus in on the date and the context of the book.
Ale chcem, aby sme sa teraz sústredili na ten čas a kontext tej knihy.
We don't actually know exactly the date that the book was written.
My úplne nevieme ten dátum, kedy tá kniha bola napísaná.
Because we don't have any copies that have the date written on it.
A pretože my nemáme žiadne kópie, kde by bol dátum priamo zapísaný.
Would have been nice.
To by bolo pekné.
I try to do that. See, when I do my sermons, I have the date.
Ja sa to snažím robiť, keď si píšem poznámky ku kázni, vždy tam napíšem aj dátum.
So when somebody finds my sermons 500 years from now, there it is.
Takže ak niekto nájde moje poznámky o 500 rokov neskôr, tak tam bude mať dátum.
But so we have to speculate about the date of the writing.
Takže o tom presnom dátume toho písania musíme len špekulovať.
And there are some pieces of history that help us make a pretty good speculation.
A sú nejaké časti histórie, ktoré nám celkom pomáhajú zistiť, kedy to mohlo byť.
That the book was written somewhere between 55 and 60 AD.
A že tá kniha mohla byť napísaná niekde medzi 55. a 60. rokom.
So if you can just remember that when Jesus went back to heaven, what year was that?
Aký rok to bol, kedy Ježiš odišiel naspäť do neba?
Okay. Somewhere around 33, because we know that he lived 33 years.
Takže niekde okolo roku 33, pretože vieme, že žil 33 rokov.
So if this book was written in 55,
takže ak táto kniha bola napísaná v 55.
How many years is that after?
Koľko rokov je to po jeho odchode do neba?
22.
Okay, so 20, this is 22 years after Christ.
Takže to je 22 rokov po Kristovi.
But we find some other indicators in scripture about the date.
Ale aj v písme nachádzame ďalšie ukazovatele o tom dátume.
And it starts in Acts chapter 18.
A začína to v Skutkoch 18.
Acts chapter 18,
Skutky 18,
verse 1 and 2,
verše 1 a 2.
And these verses are speaking about the apostle Paul when he is in Corinth.
A tieto verše hovoria o apoštolovi Pavlovi, keď je v Korinte.
And so Zdenka, you can read Acts 18, 1 and 2. Everybody have it?
Zdenka, môžeš prečítať Skutky 18, 1 a 2.
Moment.
Ešte chvíľu. Nech to všetci nájdu.
Everybody have it? Acts 18, 1 and 2.
Skutky okay, 18, Zdenka? 1 a 2.
Potom odišiel z Atén a prišiel do Korintu. Tu našiel Žida menom Akvila, rodáka z Pontu a jeho manželku Priscilu. Akvila len nedávno prišiel z Itálie, keď Klaudius nariadil, aby sa všetci Židia vysťahovali z Ríma.
All right, so it says that Paul meets these two people named Aquila and Priscilla.
Takže tu sa hovorí, že Pavol stretol týchto dvoch ľudí, Priscilu a Akvilu.
It's really great that there were two people.
A je úplne skvelé, že to boli dvaja ľudia.
Because a lot of times there's only one person that's mentioned in the scripture.
A pretože veľakrát v písme je spomínaný len jeden človek.
And people, it's difficult to be certain that it was the same person that's mentioned somewhere else.
A pre ľudí je niekedy ťažké potom zistiť, že či to bol ten istý človek, ktorý je spomínaný na inom mieste.
But when there's two people,
ale ak sú to dvaja ľudia,
I mean, it's much more concrete. It was a man named Aquila and his wife Priscilla.
Je to oveľa konkrétnejšie. Je tam spomínaný človek menom Aquila a jeho žena Priscilla.
So there's much more likelihood that when it's mentioned somewhere else, you can be assured that it was the same people.
Takže je celkom pravdepodobné, že ak sú títo dvaja spomínaní, tieto dve mená spomínané inde, takže sú to tí istí ľudia.
If they just said Pete,
keby tam bolo napísané iba Pete.
There's a million Petes in the world,
tak je milión Petov vo svete.
But Pete and Evka, that's much more concrete.
Ale keby tam bolo Pit a Euka, je to veľa konkrétnejšie.
Especially if you have a name like Aquila and Priscilla.
Najmä ak sa voláte Aquila a Priscilla.
So Paul meets these two people.
Takže Pavel stretá týchto dvoch ľudí.
But it's interesting that it mentions in the second verse.
Ale zaujímavé, že v druhom verši spomína,
that they had recently come from Italy.
Že len nedávno prišli z Talianska.
Because they were ordered to leave from Rome, all the Jews.
A pretože všetci Židia sa mali, boli im prikázané, aby sa vysťahovali z Ríma.
And when we look back in history, we research the history of Rome.
A keď skúmame históriu Ríma,
we find that there wasn't an expelling of the Jews from the city of Rome.
My vieme alebo zistujeme, že naozaj bolo vyhnanie Židov z Ríma.
And it even tells in this verse who did it.
A tiež tu sa v tomto verši píše aj, že kto to urobil. Bol to Claudius.
We know who Claudius was.
My vieme, kto Claudius bol.
He was an emperor of Rome.
Bol to cisár rímsky.
And we also know that he's the one historically who expelled the Jews.
A my vieme, že aj historicky naozaj je to on, ktorý vyhnal Židov.
And we know when he did it.
A vieme aj, kedy to urobil.
We know exactly when he did it.
Vieme úplne presne, kedy to urobil.
About somebody who was supposed to be named Christus, which is very probably how they called Christ. And because of the situation, these two groups of Jews decided to go out.
A že bolo, medzi tými Židmi bolo napätie kvôli nejakému človeku, ktorého nazývali Christus, čo bol pravdepodobne Kristus, a že toto bol ten dôvod vyhnania.
And so we know that the year 49 AD was the year that he expelled the Jews.
Takže my vieme, že v roku 49, že to bol ten rok, kedy vyhnal Židov.
And so most likely that was the same year that they would have, that Aquila and Priscilla would have gone to Corinth and they met Paul there.
Takže najpravdepodobnejšie toto je ten rok, kedy sa Priscilla a Aquila stretli s Pavlom v Korinte.
So just if you try to put the timeline together then.
Takže ak sa snažíte zložiť tú časovú os.
Pentecost was around 30, 33, 34 AD, yeah.
Takže tie letnice boli okolo roku 33, 34.
People would have gone back to Rome somewhere around that time.
A tí ľudia sa vrátili do Ríma niekedy v tom čase.
To start the church.
Aby založili cirkev.
Okay? And then at this time 49
a potom v roku 49
were expelled.
A boli tí Židia vyhnaní.
34 to 49, how many years is that?
A takže od roku 33 do 49 koľko je to rokov?
15
16
Okay, so for 15 years, for 16 years, there had been a church in Rome.
Takže v Ríme bolo počas tých 16 rokov tam fungovala cirkev.
But suddenly all the Jews from the non-believing Jews and the Jews from the Christian church get expelled.
Ale potom zrazu tí Židia, ktorí verili v Ježiša, aj tí, ktorí neverili v Ježiša, tak boli vyhnaní.
So who's left?
Takže kto tam zostal?
The Gentiles.
A zostali tam
pohania. Gentile members of the church.
Takže v Ríme zostali iba veriaci z pohanov.
So I don't know I can imagine, I don't know this is, can be proved, that when the church started, probably naturally the Jews would have been in the leadership of the church.
A takže asi viem celkom predstaviť, že keď tá cirkev tam bola založená, tak pravdepodobne to boli Židia, ktorí boli vo vedení toho zboru.
Jewish Christians.
Židovskí kresťania.
But suddenly they're all expelled.
Ale odrazu sú všetci vyhnaní.
And so then they come, when they come to church on Sunday, aha, it's only Gentiles.
Že keď sa odrazu vrátili naspäť v nedeľu do zboru, tak už tam boli iba pohania.
And so they say, well, we don't know how long they're going to be gone, but Somebody here is going to have to lead.
A tak oni si mohli povedať, že OK, nevieme ako dlho budú preč, ale niekto toto musí viesť.
So Dušky, you're the new pastor.
Takže Dušky, si nový pastor, Mišo, ty si starší.
So the Gentiles have to lead suddenly.
Takže odrazu tí pohania museli viesť.
And we also know when the Jews were allowed to come back.
A my tiež vieme, kedy bolo Židom dovolené vrátiť sa späť.
Because after Claudius was finished as the emperor.
A pretože potom ako Claudius skončil ako cisár.
We have this guy, Nero.
A máme tohto chlapíka, ktorý sa volá Nero.
He was the new emperor.
Takže Nero bol novým cisárom.
And for whatever reason, Nero decided to let the Jews come back.
A z už akéhokoľvek dôvodu Nero sa rozhodol, že dovolí Židom, aby sa vrátili naspäť.
Maybe he had a Jewish girlfriend.
A možno mal židovskú frajerku.
Maybe it was for business.
A možno to bolo kvôli biznisu.
But he decided to let the Jews come back.
Ale rozhodol sa, že dovolí Židom, aby sa vrátili.
And we find in the book of Romans that Paul says again.
A v knihe Rímanom nachádzame, že Pavol znova hovorí.
My greetings to guess who? Aquila and Priscilla.
Moje pozdraví Priscille a Aquile.
So they're back in Rome from Corinth.
A pretože oni sú späť v Ríme z Korintu.
We know that in 54 AD Nero allowed the Jews to come back in.
A my vieme, že v 54. Nero povolil Židom, aby sa vrátili naspäť do Ríma.
So if Paul is writing to both Jews and Gentiles in Rome, probably his letter would have had to be after the allowing the Jews to come back.
Takže ak Pavol v tom liste píše aj pohanom, aj Židom v tej cirkvi, tak pravdepodobne to bolo potom, ako Nero dovolil tým Židom vrátiť sa.
Interesting, yeah?
Zaujímavé však.
We also know something else interesting.
A tiež vieme niečo ďalšie, zaujímavé.
That the Jews were allowed to come back in 54 AD under Nero.
A že pod Nerom v 54. roku bolo Židom dovolené vrátiť sa naspäť.
But in 64 AD.
Ale v 64.
Remember?
Pamätáte?
The great fire in Rome.
A veľký požiar v Ríme.
So that was 10 maximum 10 year period that the Jews and the Gentiles were together again in their church.
Takže to bolo najviac 10 rokov, počas ktorých boli Židia a aj pohania spolu v zbore, v cirkvi.
Then the fire.
A potom prišiel požiar.
Then do you remember what Nero said?
A potom pamätáte si, čo Nero povedal?
He said it was the Christians that did the fire. It's their fault.
On povedal, že to boli kresťania, ktorí založili ten požiar, že to je ich chyba.
And so it started a great persecution.
Takže začalo to veľké prenasledovanie kresťanov.
Most likely the end of the church in Rome.
A veľmi pravdepodobne to bol koniec cirkvi v Ríme v tom čase.
So I just wanted to pause here.
Takže chcel by som sa na chvíľu zastaviť a trochu nad tým premýšľať.
You know there was a great celebration when Jews were allowed back in Rome.
A bolo veľká oslava, keď bolo Židom dovolené vrátiť sa späť do Ríma.
When they were allowed to come back into the church family again.
Keď im bolo dovolené vrátiť sa naspäť do tej cirkevnej rodiny.
But they had no idea that they only had 10 years.
Ale oni v tom čase ani netušili, že majú iba 10 rokov.
It was a 10-year window that they were going to be together again.
Takže to bolo len 10-ročné okno, počas ktorého boli znovu spolu.
And it made me think about ourselves here in Žilina.
A možno zamyslíme sa nad sebou teraz tu v Žiline.
Nobody thinks about us being here only for a window of time.
A nikto sa nezamýšľa nad tým, že to bude iba nejaký čas.
But we should be careful.
Ale musíme byť opatrní.
Because we have no idea.
Pretože nevieme.
We don't have any idea what's coming.
A pretože nevieme, že čo prichádza.
So I said, can you imagine just hypothetically?
Takže čisto hypoteticky viete si predstaviť?
That we're in our last 2 years in our church.
Že sme tu, že máme posledné 2 roky ako náš zbor.
For whatever reason.
Z akéhokoľvek dôvodu.
What would you do different?
A čo by ste robili inak?
What would we do different?
A čo by sme robili inak?
If we knew we were only here for 2 more years.
A ak by sme mali len 2 roky.
Think about that and turn to the person next to you and tell them your thoughts.
Premýšľate nad tým a otočte sa k osobe vedľa a vedľa vás a povedzte jej svoje myšlienky.
Okay. So I want to try to talk a little bit more about the context of the local church there in Rome.
A chcel by som teraz hovoriť chvíľu o kontexte tej lokálnej cirkvi v Ríme.
And the truth is we don't know what exactly was happening in the church that made Paul write this letter.
Pravda je, že my nevieme úplne presne, čo Pavla viedlo k tomu, aby napísal ten list Rímanom.
We only have his teaching to them and his challenges to them.
A my iba máme tie jeho výzvy a to čo napísal Rímanom.
But we can imagine what could have happened.
Ale vieme si z toho predstaviť, že čo asi sa tam mohlo diať.
That because the Jewish half of the church had to leave for some years.
A kvôli tomu, že tá židovská polovica zboru cirkvi musela odísť na nejaký čas.
And then when they suddenly they get to come back again.
A potom zrazu, keď oni sa vracali naspäť.
That there was created some tension between the Jewish side and the Gentile side.
A tak to vytváralo nejaké napätie medzi tou pohanskou časťou a židovskou časťou.
It's hard to say why there was this tension.
Je ťažké povedať, prečo tam bolo to napätie.
I would think that from the time that the church was established after the time of Christ.
A by som si myslel, že po tom čase, čo bol tá cirkev založená po Kristovi.
Until 49 AD when they were expelled.
Až po 49. rok, kedy boli Židia vyhnaní.
That they would have solved all of these issues between them, you know?
A že oni by v tom čase vyriešili všetky tieto problémy.
That's the age of somewhere around the age of our church, you know, or more.
A pretože to je vek zhruba nášho zboru, a možno aj viac.
It seemed like they would have solved all of these issues between Jew and Gentile before that time.
Že zdalo by sa, že v tom čase už vyriešia tie problémy medzi Židmi a pohanmi.
But for some reason, it seems like when they came back together, there were some new issues that came up.
Ale zdá sa, že z nejakého dôvodu, keď sa tí Židia vrátili do Ríma, tak vznikli alebo objavili sa nové problémy.
Maybe with the second or with the return of Jews, a lot of different Jews came into the church.
A možno s tým návratom Židov do Ríma sa vrátili aj mnohí iní Židia, ktorí tam predtým neboli.
But whatever the case and for whatever the reason,
ale akýkoľvek už je ten dôvod,
there came sharp divisions between the Jewish Christians and the Gentile Christians.
Tak prišlo tam ostré rozdelenie medzi tými Židmi kresťanmi a pohanmi kresťanmi.
And it's to these tensions that Paul writes his letter.
A je to kvôli tomu napätiu, ten Pavol píše tento list.
And so we know already from reading the book and studying the book really what the tensions were, the core of it.
A z čítania tohto listu my vieme, že čo bolo tým jadrom toho problému.
And there's a lot of different ways to express what the tension was.
Je veľa rôznych spôsobov, ako vyjadriť, aké to napätie bolo.
But one of the ways to say it is that it was a battle for the proper establishment of the church.
Ale jeden zo spôsobov, ako to vyjadriť, je, že to bol boj o správne založenie alebo ukotvenie tej cirkvi.
theological establishment, but also practical living regulations.
Teologické ukotvenie tej cirkvi, ale aj praktické žitie tých regulácií.
And another way to say it is that it was the battle over whether the church would be established over the law and our behavior or grace.
A ďalší spôsob, ako to napätie vyjadriť, mohlo byť, že to bol boj o to, či založiť cirkev na zákone alebo na milosti, ktorá bola daná Kristom.
But you can imagine that there would be some disagreement.
Ale celkom si asi viete predstaviť, že tam mohli byť nedorozumenia.
Because the Jews had, they have been living by the law for 2000 years.
A pretože Židia žili podľa zákona 2000 rokov.
But then Jesus came in and he said, I have fulfilled the law.
Ale potom prišiel Ježiš a povedal, že ja som naplnil zákon.
And so now you don't have to live under the law anymore.
A teraz už nemusíte žiť pod zákonom.
You don't have to be circumcised.
Nemusíte byť obrezávaní.
You can eat whatever meat you want.
A môžete jesť akékoľvek mäso chcete.
You can basically go where you want to go.
A môžete ísť kam chcete.
You can be with whoever you want to be with.
A môžete byť s kým chcete.
So there were all of these new things that could happen because you're not under the law anymore.
Takže boli všetky tieto nové veci, ktoré vznikli kvôli tomu, že už ste nie pod zákonom.
But for the Jews, it was a shock for them because they say, really, we can do all these things? Are you sure we can do this?
Ale pre Židov to bol šok, pretože sa pýtali, naozaj môžeme robiť všetky tieto veci?
You can imagine how strange it felt for them to eat, hot dogs and what pork and it's just like
môžete si predstaviť, aké zvláštne, ako také divné bolo pre nich zrazu jesť hot dogy a bravčové.
You can imagine how uncomfortable it would feel for them to be together even with a group of Gentiles.
A môžete si predstaviť, aké to bolo pre nich nepríjemné byť spolu s tými pohanmi.
Because law is what it was their life.
A pretože zákon bol ich život.
And it was their salvation.
A to bola ich spása.
And of course Jesus tried to explain that how they were supposed to transition out of that.
Samozrejme Ježiš sa snažil vysvetliť, ako sa oni z toho majú posunúť ďalej.
And how his life and his death freed them from the law.
A ako jeho život a jeho smrť ich oslobodila od zákona.
But so there was this tension then.
Takže bolo tam takéto napätie.
I'm sure the Jews were saying, some of them may have been saying, well, we know what Jesus said.
A viem si predstaviť, že niektorí z tých Židov hovorili, že OK, my vieme, čo Ježiš povedal.
But we're not exactly sure how it's supposed to be lived out.
Ale nie sme si celkom istí, ako to máme žiť.
And the Gentiles would be saying, well, we're absolutely sure.
A pohania mohli hovoriť, ale my sme si istí úplne.
We're not circumcised and we're not going to be circumcised.
My nie sme obrezaní ani nebudeme.
Which probably would have offended you if you were a Jew, you know.
A čo by ťa mohlo uraziť, ak by si bol Židom?
Because Gentiles were free, you know, they were eating pork every day.
A pretože tí pohania boli slobodní, oni si jedli to bravčové každý deň.
On family day, they would bring the pork roast in.
Na rodinné nedeli by doniesli to bravčové.
Yeah. It's like, what? Really? That's offensive to us. Why would you do that?
A tak tí Židia sa mohli pýtať, naozaj je to pre nás urážlivé, prečo by ste to robili?
Well, because we're not under the law, don't you realize that?
A pretože my nie sme pod zákonom, čo si to neuvedomujete?
And if you were a Jew, you would say, well, yeah, that's true, but we still don't eat pork.
Ale ak si bol Žid, tak si povedal, že OK, ja to viem, ale ja stále nejem to bravčové.
Well, why not? You're free.
Ale prečo nie? Veď si slobodný.
Well, I know we're free, but
ja viem, že som slobodný, ale
we still don't do it and we don't think you should bring the pork to the family meal.
Ale my to stále nerobíme a tiež si nemyslíme, že by ste mali prinášať bravčové na rodinné nedele.
So you can imagine this kind of ideas, yeah?
Takže viete si predstaviť tie myšlienky, ktoré mohli mať.
But at the core of it,
ale v jadre toho celého
was about salvation.
A to bolo o spáse.
Because the Jews thought, even at the time of Christ, that salvation was connected to the law, the keeping of the law.
Židia si aj v Ježišovom čase mysleli, že tá spása je spojená s zákonom.
And Jesus said no. The law was only given to show and to expose our sinfulness.
Ale Ježiš hovoril, že nie. Zákon nám bol daný len preto, aby nám to ukázalo našu hriešnosť, alebo vašu hriešnosť.
Salvation has always been by faith.
Ale tá spása bola vždy vierou, cez vieru.
And so Paul in Romans, this is his central thought.
Takže tá centrálna myšlienka Pavla v Rímanom je toto.
That any person, Jew or Gentile,
že akýkoľvek človek, či už Žid alebo Pohan,
who wants to have a relationship with God,
a ktorý chce mať vzťah s Bohom,
must base it on faith.
A musí ten vzťah založiť na viere.
And not anything else.
A na ničom inom.
So this is the core of what is in Romans.
Takže toto je jadrom toho, čo je napísané v Rímanom.
And I would say that the key verse,
a povedal by som, že kľúčovým veršom,
would be different people might choose different verses, but I feel like the key verse would be chapter 1 verse 16 and 17.
Kapitola 1 verš 16 a 17 alebo
1, 16 a 17.
Takže Rímanom 1, 16 a 17.
Ja som za evanjelium Kristovo, lebo mocou Božou je ono na spasenie každému veriacemu, prvne Židovi, potom aj Grékovi. Zjavuje sa v ňom zaiste spravodlivosť Božia z viery pre vieru, ako je napísané. Spravodlivý budeš z viery.
A righteousness that is by faith from first to last.
Takže spravodlivosť, ktorá je založená na viere. A že spravodlivý bude žiť z viery.
So I picked out some key words from this section today.
A z tejto časti som vybral niekoľko kľúčových slov z tejto histórie.
And what we're going to do over the course of the study is we're going to choose key words from each session or lesson.
A to, čo budeme robiť počas tejto série, že vyberieme vždy jedno to kľúčové slovo.
And we're gonna make us like a word cloud.
A urobíme taký oblak slov.
And so today I chose words, but I couldn't decide what is the best word. Maybe we'll use all three.
A ja som nevedel si zvoliť, ktoré z tých troch slov je to najlepšie. Možno použijeme všetky tri.
And these are Slovak words.
A sú to slovenské slova.
Which is even more risky for me.
Čo je ešte riskantnejšie pre mňa.
So you'll have to help me decide what's the best one.
Takže pomôžte mi rozhodnúť, že čo je najlepšie.
The idea of the changing from two nations into one, it's like a metamorphosis.
Takže tá myšlienka, že je zmena dvoch národov v jeden ako nejaká metamorfóza.
Jews and Gentiles to create one new thing in the church.
Židia a pohania, ktorí vytvorili jednu novú vec ako v cirkvi.
Or integration, maybe that's a better word.
Alebo lepšie slovo je integrácia.
Jews and Gentiles should be integrated together.
Takže Židia a pohania majú byť integrovaní spolu.
Or this last one, I forgot what that last one is.
Unity.
Unity.
Zjednotenie.
Yes.
Unification.
All right, here's my final application.
Takže moja aplikácia na záver.
And of course we will talk about this more later.
A viac o tom ešte budeme neskôr hovoriť.
But the truth is, today, 2,000 years later,
ale pravda dnes po 2000 rokoch je
each of us still has a Jew and a Gentile battling inside of us.
Že každý z nás má v sebe Žida a Pohana, ktorí medzi sebou zápasia.
It's like one is on one shoulder One is on the other.
Ako keby jeden bol na jednom pleci a druhý na druhom.
Except one is not good and one is not bad. They're both bad.
A nie je to tak, že jeden je dobrý, druhý zlý. Oni sú obaja zlí.
Because the Jew says you're never good enough.
Pretože ten Žid na tom pleci ti hovorí, že ty nikdy nie si dobrý.
You can never do enough.
Nikdy nevieš urobiť dosť.
And in fact, you're just a loser.
A v skutočnosti si len loser.
And God will never be happy with you.
A Boh s tebou nikdy nebudeš spokojný.
So you need to do better.
Takže mal by si sa viac snažiť.
You need to do more.
Mal by si robiť viac.
And you need to do it more consistently.
A robiť to konzistentnejšie.
That's what the Jew says.
Takže toto je, čo ti ten Žid na pleci hovorí.
What does the Gentile say?
A čo ti ten pohan na pleci hovorí?
Sloboda.
Sorry.
Freedom.
Yeah, it can be.
Takže môže to byť sloboda.
Can be that we're free in Christ. Sin doesn't matter.
Že sme slobodní v Kristovi a hriech na hriechu nezáleží.
Because the truth is we are free.
Pretože pravda je, že sme slobodní.
But does it mean that sin doesn't matter?
Ale znamená to, že naozaj to znamená, že nezáleží na hriechu?
Because that's what some were saying.
Pretože to je to, čo niektorí hovorili.
And Paul addresses that in the book of Romans.
A Paul sa tomu v tej knihe Rímanom aj venuje.
It's not that sin doesn't matter.
Takže to nie je tak, že na hriechu nezáleží.
It is, yes, it is as if sin doesn't matter.
Je to ako keby na hriechu nezáležalo.
We are that free.
My sme až tak slobodní.
But it's in fact not true that sin doesn't matter.
Ale nie je pravda, že na hriechu nezáleží.
So the Gentile is on the other side.
Takže ten pohan na tej druhej strane hovorí, že rob si čo chceš.
Enjoy your freedom.
A uži si svoju slobodu.
And both are serious extremes.
A tieto obe veci sú vážne extrémy.
Probably you've met people on both extremes.
A pravdepodobne už ste stretli ľudí na oboch extrémoch.
I have to admit probably that here in this context of Slovakia I meet these people most.
A ja musím sa priznať, že tu na Slovensku v tomto kontexte ja väčšinou stretávam tých zákonníkov viac.
I was teaching in about grace in one place.
Ja som na jednom mieste vyučoval o milosti.
And one young guy came up to me afterwards.
A jeden mladý chlapík za mnou prišiel potom.
And he said, "I hear everything you're saying, and it's really amazing. But is it really true?"
Že ja som počul všetko, čo si hovoril, ale je to úžasné, ale je to naozaj pravda?
And he was almost in tears because he said, "If it's true, this is really significant for me."
On bol skoro v slzách, pretože on hovoril, že ak toto je pravda, tak je to veľmi významné a dôležité pre mňa.
He said, "Because regularly when I go to sleep, I can't go to sleep."
Pretože on povedal, že pravidelne ako idem do postele, tak neviem zaspať.
Because I'm having thoughts about what could happen if I die in the night.
Pretože rozmýšľam nad tým, že čo by sa stalo, ak by som teraz v noci zomrel.
And he has nightmares. He would have nightmares.
A má nočné mory.
About dying.
O smrti.
And going to hell.
A o tom, že pôjde do pekla.
And he said, if what you're saying is true, then I don't have to have nightmares anymore.
A on hovorí, že ak je pravda to, čo hovoríš, tak ja už nemusím mať tie nočné mory.
I can actually have peace in my life.
A môže mať vo svojom živote pokoj.
And I said, "Yes, you've got it. That's it."
A ja som povedal, áno, ty to máš, presne to je to.
But he was suffering from the thoughts from the law.
Ale on trpel tými myšlienkami o tom zákone.
And we'll talk about the other extreme at different times too.
A o tom druhom extréme budeme hovoriť iný čas.
So, in conclusion.
Takže na záver.
2000 years ago in Rome there was a struggle in the church.
Takže 2000 rokov dozadu v Ríme bol boj v tej cirkvi.
Would the church and would people's Christian life and relationship with God be established on the law?
Že budú životy tých kresťanov založené na zákone?
Or works.
Alebo na tom, čo robia.
The law and works or grace and faith.
Takže na zákone a práci alebo na viere a milosti.
And that struggle still exists in our life today.
A tento boj stále existuje v našich životoch aj dnes.
So let's be prepared in these next few weeks to open this box in our life.
Takže buďme pripravení otvárať túto krabicu v našich životoch najbližšie týždne.
Open this theme that we've all probably explored before.
A otvárať túto tému, ktorú sme predtým pravdepodobne nejakým spôsobom objavovali.
And make sure that we are standing theologically but also practically in the place that we're supposed to be standing.
A uistíme sa, že teologicky aj prakticky stojíme na takom mieste, na akom máme stať.
Amen.
Amen.
So God, please help us to be able to open these places in our lives.
Takže Bože, pomáhaj nám otvárať tieto oblasti v našich životoch.
Where the law is still fighting and struggling with grace.
A kde ten zákon stále bojuje s milosťou.
Lead us to your place of real freedom as people.
Veď nás k svojmu miestu skutočnej slobody ako tvojich ľudí.
And cause our church family to be resting on a solid place.
A dovol, aby naša zborová rodina odpočívala na pevnom mieste.
Amen.
Amen.